August 3. The elders which are among you, I exhort. 1 Peter 5:1. Those who are responsible have to find out elders in every assembly. They have a very heavy responsibility. It is after much prayer, patience, instruction, teaching, and discipline that the elders are brought forward. If you bring wrong men as elders, they will be a source of trouble. Many assemblies are suffering because of wrong elders, because these men have never been called by God as elders. Some have pushed themselves forward, and some have been pushed by friends who are spiritually dead. So we have to pray much as believers that the Lord may give His people the fivefold gifts mentioned in Ephesians 4:11. In 1 Peter 5:2, we read, "Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight, therefore, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthiness, but of a ready mind." The flock speaks of sheep, and those who are shepherds have to be with sheep all the time. The shepherds take the sheep to different pastures. At nighttime, they have to be protected from wild beasts. A good shepherd stays with his sheep day and night. It is only such people who can become good, loving, and kind elders. But in many cases, we find that they want authority and position. They do not make any sacrifices for the sheep. They only want to be seen in the front, as a preacher and not as a servant. Also in the same verse, Peter says that elders should serve not by constraint, nor for filthy lucre. How many elders have love for money? If you have love for money, the worldly things, you do not know what God's service is. These things have brought barrenness in God's service in many cases. Further, an elder should be an example to the flock, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5:3. Much love and much sacrifice is required to be faithful elders. We have to pray much and with great burden that the Lord may give His people in every country true shepherds. They are not produced by knowledge, but by prayer. Every true shepherd looks for rewards from the Lord Jesus Christ and not from man, because he is not called by man, but by God Himself. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 5:4.